Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. That's a popular saying. There's even a book with that title. Take your own poll, and I'm sure you'll find a great consensus. Men and women are definitely wired differently. Women seem to value attention, security, and a listening ear. Once, my wife was talking to me, and I made the mistake of falling asleep. The next morning, I screamed in the shower when I looked down at my feet and saw that all 10 of my toes were bleeding. Come to find out, after I had fallen asleep, she painted my toenails red. Now, men, on the other hand, seem to value authority. What a challenge that must be when it comes to wives loving their husbands. One of my favorite scriptures used to be the one that says, "Wives, obey your husbands." Boy, did I throw that one around a lot. "See there, Evie," I would say, "it's in the Bible. You have to obey me." I'm sure that made her so anxious to shower me with love. Another one of my favorite sayings was, "I'm the king of this castle, and I demand respect." One day, she answered back, "Paul, respect is not demanded, it's earned." Well, I hadn't planned on that one. I was stumped. Suddenly, I had a very small kingdom. Eventually, I would learn the truth behind that scripture, that if I would love my wife as Christ loves his bride, the church, if I would become the priest of my home and make my decisions based on godly wisdom, my wife would have no problem following my leadership. Evie has stayed by my side now for 22 years, and if you knew all the crazy things that I've done, you'd call her a saint. While I may not have been the easiest king with a giant ego to love, she somehow managed to come through with flying colors. Ladies, if your husband is difficult to love, before you ditch the old king and run off looking for some handsome prince, ask God to touch his heart and show him the true meaning of being the priest of his home. And if that doesn't work, next time he goes to sleep, paint his toenails red. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.